The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
the Gospel by Pharisees. Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful to be together here this Sunday morning. The Lord tells us that He has received a command from His Father. The command that He receives is to be who He is, to reveal the face of the Father, to realize that no one has seen God except the only begotten Son, who is also God. The command of Jesus Christ is His true presence among us. The command is the authority that we translate as power, exousia in the Greek, to make present the true face of God. We know that especially today in our world there are many false faces of God presented. That violence can be a face of God, and coercion and other false images. And that's why it is such a gift that the Word has become flesh. That in Jesus Christ we truly see who God is. And He reveals to us the way and the presence and the gestures and the motives with which and by which God is present. He lays down His life and no one takes it from Him. And He takes it up again. My brothers and sisters, this is love to the end. It is love to the extreme that reveals the face of God. The desire of the Lord Jesus, His desire for us, is that we hear His voice. And He says, my sheep know me. I know my sheep and mine know me. Just as the Father knows the Lord and the Lord knows the Father. That special place of knowledge, the bond of knowledge, the place where the Lord is known in our hearts and we can profess knowledge of God is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one in whom we are called to live and move and have our being. In these Easter days, every Sunday, the Church is calling us to a more intimate and personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the risen Lord. The Spirit is the personal knowledge of God, the Father, and God the Son. How is it that the Church communicates to us this knowledge of the Holy Spirit? How is it that we are called to experience the true presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our hearts? St. Peter today, when he preaches, and we know that every time the Word of God is announced, it is a living event. In the communion of the saints, the words of Peter that he spoke on that day in Jerusalem are made present here and now, because the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even between bone and marrow. And so St. Peter today in our presence announces to us that there is no other name by which men are saved. Another word for salvation is life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive life, true life, the fullness of life. And what we long for is God. And God is life. And it is amazing when we think about that Peter is in the presence of the temple with John, and heals a lame man? And where is Jesus? Jesus is risen at the right hand of the Father. And St. Peter says, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. And so Peter has received the authority of the Good Shepherd, the authority of love, the authority that lays down his life and takes it up again and is able to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. To speak in the name of Jesus Christ means to have received a new identity. The name in our biblical heritage means who we are. That just as the name of Abraham was changed to Abraham, from the Father will be increased to you will be a father of many nations, just as Peter's name is changed from Simon to Peter the Rock, so we receive a new name. And our name is to be clothed with Jesus Christ. So now we can speak with the authority of Christ because we've received the Holy Spirit. That means that the name of Jesus Christ gives us life. For us to be fountains of life, witnesses of life, we have to drink deeply from the fountain of life. We come here today to be nourished in the Word and in the Eucharist. And in the Church, we receive a new identity, bathed in Christ, bathed in the name of Jesus Christ, means that we relate to God in a special way. We relate to God the Father the way Jesus Christ relates to God the Father. That means as the eternal Son knows the Father, this is how we relate to God the Father, which is to live and move and have our being in the Holy Spirit. Another way of saying that there is one shepherd who is our Lord risen from the dead and one flock is to say that we are one family. The Church is the family of God. By the gift of the Holy Spirit of the risen Christ, we cry out, Abba, Father. God is our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call God our Father, which has made us brother and sister. In Christ, and only in Christ, can we relate to one another correctly. The only way that the image of God can relate to one another correctly is to love one another as He has loved us. My brothers and sisters, this is the nobility of love and the dignity of love. To see that our lives are totally focused on Christ, that we are called to walk with Peter and the apostles and with St. John and with the whole Church as children of God, which is to receive the gift of the Lord who has laid down His life for us, and with Him and in Him to be raised with Him, to live in the Holy Spirit, and to profess with Peter and with all the saints, there is no other name by which men and women receive eternal life, salvation, and that name is Jesus Christ.